Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It was intense. I think that's the best word to describe it. But it was also really cathartic in a lot of ways. And it was a surprise, too. I mean, I was really hesitant to do this because I've never worked with my dad on a professional level before. So to finally step foot on the set of Flag Day, I automatically felt secure and supported and willing to fall on my face to make this movie worth watching.
And Sean, for you, I would think that, you know, you want to make this a great experience for your daughter, but there must have been moments where, you know, you thought as the director, you know, if I have to go, you know, like really emphasize a point, it's going to be a little awkward. Was it?
I will say there were some difficult days but more in, you know, recognition that I was asking her to go to some fairly painful places, and the way that, you know, in a normal relationship between a director and an actor, you make the blind assumption that it is the actor's will and want to enter that kind of, you know, canary in a coal mine emotional space. But when you're a father, you sometimes say to yourself, somebody should call Child Protective Services on me, watching her go into those places. But I will say that it was also so thrilling to see her. You know, there's a funny thing in our family. I was the only one who couldn't dance, virtually not a cell of rhythm in my body. And to be able to, in essence, dance with my daughter on that kind of a dance floor, you know, where the scene playing was really just so, at the end, so much fun. But I think the biggest thing that you feel, I would put this probably ahead of joy, is a relief. And I think on day one, when Dylan came in, it was a very big, challenging scene, and it was so clear that she could come to the table with this thing, then it was all smooth sailing from that point for the most part.
Yeah, I got to say, I was even a little nervous in the beginning. You know, like, what's it going to be like? But about 10 minutes into this movie, I was like, wow, she inherited all the genes in the family. She's going to be just fine doing this. And before they throw me out of here, Sean, I got to congratulate you and thank you for standing up for people with regard to COVID-19 vaccines, and, you know, spreading the word and walking the walk to make sure that people stay healthy, that all the people on the sets on which you are working stay healthy. That's really important to you, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, and I have a great, great team, and a great team that got built over the course of the last year, you know, exponentially with CORE. And so, you know, what we've still got our hat in the ring. We're still trying to do, you know, working against all these, you know, terrible and terribly misinformed hesitancies that so many have. And, you know, at once you can get angry or frustrated about it. At the same time, it's probably going to take a world of empathy to open the minds that have closed so much on this misinformation. But I just hope everybody ultimately comes to their senses and gets vaccinated.